I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. Here in the IRB English Radio studio, I have the honor of being joined with a special guest and darling sister, Sister Razia Shamini. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm really, really happy to see you again.
Likewise. It's an absolute pleasure, and it's like often the highlight of my week.
It is, mine
right?
too.
Right? Like, well, I know that we're going to have recording because oftentimes present something in such a new light, you open such a new, novel perspective to it that I'd never noticed before. And I'm like, oh, wow, she just simplified it. In like a few sentences, something that I've been struggling with all my life. Where have you been all my life?
Honestly. Oh my God. Thank you very much for the very nice compliment.
No, it's nothing but the truth. So today, I reckon we're going to be talking about something really interesting. And especially in today's time and age, you know, I don't know whether we are going through progressive times, liberal times, or just... It's just something that is specific to our time and age, but it's definitely a matter that most, if not all, women are dealing with, and that is the topic of self-care. And I think it's even hard to believe for some people that not only does such a concept exist within Islam, but we are actually encouraged to adhere to it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the CEO of self-care. He was so good at it.
I know. I was reading about him today and a couple of days ago, and I was really surprised. Mm. I mean, I had read and heard about the Prophet's self-care, but to this extent that he was like, he paid attention to so many details.
Exactly.
You know, of his personal, of his outer physical appearance. Mm. And his hair, his mustache, his beard, his clothes, his nails, his skin.
His aroma.
So many, you know, different aspects. Usually when you're talking about self-care, a picture of a glass of celery juice or carrot juice, yeah, you can see.
Exactly, face mask.
Yeah, or incense. Mm-hmm. Sitting in a yoga position, or being on the beach.
Or running like a warm bath.
In the corona time that you can't travel anywhere. Mm. And things have become really difficult. So the noble prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, paid a lot of attention to these. Now, in this program, the Muslim lady, we want to mention some of the tips that we can learn from the Holy Prophet. Some are applied for both genders, men and women. Some are specifically for women and some for men. Mm. Now, this is the Muslim Lady program. So whatever is regard with the Muslim Lady, we're going to highlight it. And whatever it is a Muslim lady needs to see in her spouse, again, we will talk about it.
That's cool.
I think family is... included under the umbrella term of self-care.
Definitely.
Right? So if you want to take good care of yourself, you would have to be in a very good spousal relationship. Mm. Otherwise, if you have like the best skin care, the best hair care, the best of whatever with regards to your body but then... You're, you know, psychologically and emotionally, you are disturbed every single day with your partner or with your spouse.
It's pointless.
Exactly.
It's utterly pointless. And you know, the beautiful thing about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's self-care routine is that it's a reflection of his inner beauty. You know, it's because of that sense of self-worth that he has, and the fact that he's a firm believer. He has absolute conviction that Inna Allah Jameel Verily, Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. And He beautifies Himself often, and He kept Himself well-groomed and well-kept because He always sends Himself in the presence of His beloved, right?
That is beautiful.
And that's why He always tried to smell good. He always tried to look good. He always tried to be presentable to other people. And I think if we develop that mentality regarding self-care, we could automatically turn it into a form of worship. How awesome would that be?
That is such a
beautiful... I'd be gorgeous and I'd be worshiping God doing it.
That is so beautiful. Actually, Zainab, there is a hadith from the Prophet addressed to Ali alayhi salam where he says, Ya Ali, if you spend one dirham for henna to dye your hair, it's even more worthier than 1,000 dirham that you spend in the way of Allah.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it amazing?
I feel less guilty now.
You should be proud of yourself.
About all the money I've spent on, you know, my hair and my skin and my bags and my shoes and my...
And in another hadith I was reading today that the Prophet spent more money on perfume than on food.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Seriously.
I mean, shout out to a lot of people out there. Please, either bathe or cover yourself in some good aromatic perfumes and colognes. Because, you know, like sometimes, I know it's corona and all, and we've got masks on, but that smell just penetrates through the mask. So tell us more about the examples of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did to groom himself and beautify himself.
So I was talking to this lady a couple of days ago where she said that, you know, because of the fast pace of life, I've been so busy with my work. All my energy and all my concentration, my attention has been to work. And then when I come home from work, I have this messy house and kids running around my husband. And then, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a working mom. And everything in my life is like I have to juggle so many responsibilities that I hardly ever have time for self-care. And that I have also given up going to the gym in the corona.
Yeah.
And no more vacations. I have to wear this mask all the time when I go out. And all this little by little has changed the quality of, has actually lowered the quality of my life to such an extent that when I look at myself in the mirror and I see these sad, gloomy eyes, colorless skin, and I say, man, this is not me. You know,
that's sad.
And
especially for a woman.
I know.
There only God knows what happens to a woman's spirit, you know, the level of her happiness when she looks into the mirror and sees a beautiful, fresh, rejuvenated woman looking back at her.
Yeah. With such a woman, I think for a part of it, she is responsible herself with regards to herself, and she has to give priority to herself. And even spiritually speaking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." You know, when you want to even preach religion, when you want to spread religion to other people, to your family, it starts from yourself.
Definitely. We're going to go on a short break and we're going to be right back. So don't go anywhere. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Muslim Lady, and we are discussing the importance of self-care in Islam and its examples.
When you're in the airplane and you're in the case of an emergency, you put the mask on yourself first, and then your child.
Those
right?
under your care, exactly.
So when you want to care for your family, your husband and your children, you first have to care for yourself. You would have to be sane, healthy, feeling good about yourself so that you could generate energy and love.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly. And Martyr Motahari, I really love the example that he says. He says, the picture of a family is displayed in a way that there's a mountain view, and on top of this mountain, there is ice and there is snow. Mm-hmm. And then at the bottom, you know, between in the valleys, there's a beautiful fresh stream gushing forward. Mm-hmm. And there are trees and plants and flowers on the sides of the valley. Now, this stream is the woman. Mm. The snow on top of the hill, it's the man's love and care for the woman. As they melt down, they fill the stream.
Mm. Right? And the plants are probably the children.
Exactly. And the stream flows and gives life and energy to the children, right?
Yeah.
So everything has to go hand in hand. Like it's not like the lady has to take care of herself, but her husband at the same time has to
encourage her
and has to also take care of some things that she wouldn't have to. He would put her mind at ease. Mm.
And notice the effort she puts into maintaining herself. You know, because as Muslim women and as the flag bearers of modesty, chastity and submission toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have been trained to practice a degree of chastity and to only maintain our beauty and flaunt it for our husband, right? They are the only people in the world who are allowed to admire our beauty and show us affection and attention. And if they don't do it, then the woman, she's just all alone in this world.
Yeah.
That's abusive on so many levels.
And
I wish men would understand more how important it is to a woman to have her husband, the love of her life, her partner, the father of her children, to acknowledge her beauty, to compliment her, to tell her how precious she is, mm-hmm. and to satiate that need within her.
Yeah, very good point. And also, to empty some space and time for her where she would be able to attend to her personal needs.
Mm.
Like if she wants to go to a spa,
definitely.
To a swimming pool, you know, hang out with the friends. Of course, spousal relationship is first priority on their list. But then, you know, if she has to like go to a skin therapist or skin clinic to do something, or you know, some refreshments,
or just give her an hour a day to read
exactly.
her book and have a cup of tea.
Especially when she has little ones
exactly.
running around and
for
consuming
sure.
all her energy, she really needs that time.
Very
I
important.
Actually saw this movie. In that movie, this lady gave birth. She already had a 4 or 5 year old, and she gave birth, and then she had so much to take care of, and her husband was away. He had to travel for businesses frequently, and she was alone with her. She actually had 2 elder children and a smaller one, and one of them was hyperactive, child that all schools had rejected that child. She had a lot of problems with that child, but she loved him, you know, and everything. And then some things happened to her, and another person, like a babysitter, was introduced in the movie.
Okay.
And this girl came to her help. Like, she would bake for her. She would clean her house for her. She would take care of the child during the newborn during the night so that she could get some, you know, hours of sleep.
Mm-mm.
And then at the end of the movie, you realize that this was all her imagination, a level of depression to such an extent.
She was hallucinating?
That she was hallucinating. So this is just a movie, but I'm just saying that, you know, women who give birth, they need special care and time because, you know, having to take care of the baby, they don't have any time to take, you know, for self-care. So the husband and, you know, the ones around the woman, like her family or her husband family, they should really help her and assist her if she wants to be a good mom.
Mm,
so
definitely.
This is one point.
Well, thank you so very much, Sister Razia, for this interesting discussion. It really brought a lot of perspective to this whole matter, to our attention that we might have, you know, taken for a really long time. But that's all the time we have for today's episode. So inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be discussing that and much more on future episodes of Muslim Ladies. So make sure to tune in. Till then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I know I'm waiting. Waiting for for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. I wish that somehow you'd tell me out aloud.